our Olympian Louis. He's a great mate of the show, an absolutely fantastic guy, and unfortunately won't be going to the Olympics this year. It's now been postponed till next year. James Willett, single trap shooting champion. Good morning, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Yeah, morning, Matt and Lou. Yeah, all going well at the moment. Thanks, mate. Yeah, obviously, yeah, everything's been pushed back a year, so just on the down low for now and just keep training and wait and see what happens next year, I guess.
James, when you first heard that the Olympics were being postponed, what was your initial emotion?
Obviously, you know, disappointment at the start. You know, it's something that we work for 4 years. It's not each year. It's, you know, a four-year period, and sort of you build up to it, I guess. And it was getting to the pointy end now, and, you know, selections had just sort of finished. I finished first in the selection events and sort of just, yeah, mentally preparing and sort of planning now and, you know, just planned, you know, before this had happened, to go to the test event in Tokyo and spend a bit of time in Europe and that sort of preparing. And then all of a sudden, you know, the situation escalated in sort of 2 or 3 days, and all of a sudden, you know, travel bans were put in place and, yeah, a lot of restrictions. So then all of a sudden I was thinking, you know, what's going to happen next? And then all of a sudden there was, yeah, talks of the Olympics being cancelled altogether. So that was obviously, you know, a lot worse than being postponed. So, it is the best decision to postpone, you know, with the current situation and, you know, the world's health, the main priority. And, you know, we'll just come together next year and all should be all good.
Yeah. Now, James, a lot of athletes, yourself included, I'm sure, have basically honed their preparation to be ready right now. So how are you going to keep your skills up now?
Yeah, well, I'm probably one of the lucky ones in shooting sports at the moment. I mean, all the gun clubs around Australia have pretty much been shut down, and, you know, a lot around the world. So, you know, I'm pretty lucky with the shooting range on the farm. So, you know, I can actually train. So I'm one of the very lucky ones in the country at the moment. I know a lot of other sports have had issues where they can't train and practice their sports. So, you know, I'm very, very lucky at the moment.
James, I know one of your major sponsors is in Italy, and you spend quite a bit of time in Italy training. When you first heard what happened over there, did that kind of give you a bit of an inkling that things were going to get tough?
Yeah, obviously, I've got a few sponsors in Italy, and I'm quite close with a fair few shooters around the world. So Italy was one of the probably harder hit countries. Out of China, so yeah, it was you know, pretty bad. You know, you got personal, you know, friendships and that sort of stuff from over in that region. So it hit them very hard, obviously, with the amount of deaths and cases in Italy. So it was very, you know, obviously very sad time over there. And even the, you know, the gun manufacturer had to close down the factory for a month, so, you know, people would have been put off work, as, you know, similar to what's happening here now. But I guess it's just had bad effects right around the world, hasn't it, in a lot of ways.
It has, yeah. James.
Definitely.
Well, stay safe, mate. I know you're at the perfect spot. You're kind of halfway between Coro and Yarrawonga, the farm, isn't it? And it's isolated, and you've got the shooting range there, so you'll be absolutely perfect. Keep the skills up, and we'll talk to you hopefully before the Olympics and before your next comps. Thanks, mate.
Yep. Hey, thanks for that. See you, guys.
There he is, James Willett, champion shooter, and in the Olympic team as well. Very proud of him. It's Lou and Matt. It's Triple M.